Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Rangers sorting out the details of the first fatal bear attack in Glacier National Park since the late 90s. Yesterday, searchers said they had located the body of a missing hiker off a trail near Mount Brown on the west side of the park. That's where the Florida man hadn't been seen since he left his car at Lake McDonald Lodge and ventured out over the weekend. In Yellowstone, some trails still closed after that grisly attack Monday, which seriously injured two young hikers. Rangers now confirming that it was a sow with two cubs that was involved in the encounter northwest of the Old Faithful area. And some good news from Great Falls yesterday evening, with searchers locating a missing 77-year-old woman that had been the subject of an intensive effort to locate her. Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter says the woman was found in good condition near Eden School thanks to a property owner who took the authorities' advice to check their properties.
We're looking at probably 42 hours that she was missing. And to find somebody in good condition after that amount of time is truly remarkable. So we are very, very grateful that this had a happy ending.
Slaughter thanked a number of organizations who helped out, including search teams from Lewis and Clark and Scioto counties and other state and federal agencies, including some personnel from Malmstrom Air Force Base. American Uranium has officially commenced a massive new drilling program in the Powder River Basin of Wyoming. Stock Titan reports the project at Loherma includes up to 55 new infill and expansion holes to upgrade resource estimates. Company plans a major scoping study later this year as Wyoming continues to see a resurgence in domestic energy production. And don't forget, this weekend is Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Free Fishing Weekend for Mother's Day. On Saturday and Sunday, anyone can fish all of Montana's public waters without a license. Though keep in mind, all other fishing regulations and limits still apply. So enjoy the water and enjoy the weekend. This is the Montana State News Network.